Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, 3587 AH, 455 BC, the son of Ahasuerus, of the descent of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign I Daniel understood by books the number of the years, of which the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face to the Lord God, to seek by prayer and requests, with fasting, and sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord Jehovah, my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to those who love him, and to those who keep his commandments. We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. Neither have we listened to your servants the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us confusion of faces minds, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to those who live in Jerusalem, and to all Israel, who are near, and who are far off, through all the countries where you have driven them, because of their sin that they have sinned against you. O Lord, to us belongs confusion of face mind. To our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has sinned against your law, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. Because under the whole heaven there has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord Jehovah our God, that we might turn from our sins, and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord Jehovah has looked upon the evil, and brought it upon us, because the Lord Jehovah our God is righteous in all his works which he does, because we did not obey his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has been made known to all, as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I beg of you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. Because for our sins, and for the sins of our forefathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all who are around us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant, and his requests, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary temple that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline your ear, and hear. Open your eyes, and see our desolation, and the city which is called by your name, because we do not present our requests before you due to our own righteousness, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay, for your own sake, O my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. And while I was speaking, and praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my request before the Lord Jehovah, my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening sacrifice. And he informed me, and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill and understanding. At the beginning of your requests the commandment came forth, and I have come to show you. Because you are greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter, and consider the vision. 70 weeks. Sevens. 490 years. Are determined upon your people. Israel. And upon your holy city. Jerusalem. To finish the sin, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for sin, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy One. Know therefore and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem to the Messiah the Prince there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. 483 years. The street will be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after, 7 sevens and 62 sevens. 483 years. The Messiah will be cut off. Executed. But not for himself. and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary temple. And its end will be with a flood, and to the end of the war desolations are determined. And he will confirm the covenant with many for 1/7 years. And in the midst of the week 7, he will cause the sacrifice and the offerings to cease, and by the overspreading of abominations he will make it desolate, even until the end, and that determined will be poured upon the desolate.